Hi there. The word for you today is on your responses. In Matthew 7 verse 17, Jesus said, "Every good tree brings forth good fruit." Take a moment and consider these two questions. Here's the first one. How do you respond when you're treated badly? The story is told of a guy who stopped by a newsstand every morning to pick up his paper. The man behind the counter was always nasty, and yet the customer was always nice to him. When a friend asked this guy why he, or how he, remained so kind, so gracious in the face of such rudeness, he replied, "Why would I let his attitude dictate my attitude?" Great question, eh? Now here's question number two. How do you respond when you're tempted? Remember, we're talking today about your responses. So how do you respond when you're tempted? You say, "Well, I'm in love with him. I know he's married and it's wrong, but I can't help it." Actually, you can. You can spend an hour listening to the stories of women who lost their husbands to infidelity, or look into the eyes of their children and hear the betrayal and see the broken promises in their eyes. And when you do, you'll think new thoughts. Paul bottom lines at Galatians 5 and 16, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." At any moment you can turn your mind to God, and when you do, your thoughts will begin to change. Feelings are like spoiled children. They can take a little longer to come around, but if you keep your mind fixed on God, count on it, your feelings will eventually line up with your right thinking. And looking back, you'll be glad you were guided by God instead of your own carnal impulses. It's as if there's a little network called HSN, Holy Spirit Network, where you can tune in at any time. When you ask God to guide your thoughts, then pause and listen to what he says. He will guide you.